Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Before we get started, I do want to remind you about our other podcast. You can check out Public Domain Video Theater at videotheater.greatdetectives.net. It's our companion video podcast, which right now is rotating back and forth between public domain episodes of Dragnet and Boston Blackie. That's over at videotheater.greatdetectives.net. Also, check out the amazing world of radio at amazing.greatdetectives.net. There you can check out our recently completed series, Les Miserables with Orson Welles, and then Great Movies Over Radio. And also tomorrow we will have a series of 4 special podcasts. All be posted tomorrow morning. So check that out at amazing.greatdetectives.net. If you like good classic comics or modern comics that really are classy, check out the Classy Comics Podcast at classycomicsguy.com. All right, well, now we're going to bring you another episode of Nick Carter that was previously uncirculated. The original air date on this one is May 27th of 1945, and this one is The Museum Tragedy.
The Linux Show, starring Nick Carter, Master Detective, presented by Acme, America's great producer of fine quality paints. This is the story of a man known the world over as one of the most daring and resourceful characters in the history of detective fiction. A man whose name has become a symbol of the triumph of right and justice over the sinister forces of crime and lawlessness. A man recognized as one of the great masters of deduction. Nick Carter, Master Detective. Today's curious case, The Museum Tragedy. Another exciting chapter dramatized from the life story of Nick Carter. In just a moment, we'll hear how Nick Carter discovered the solution to the mystery of the shattered watch and learned the secret of how and when the old watchman was killed. You know, the world moves fast nowadays. New progress is being made constantly, and it's only wise to take advantage of every improvement. That's why wise homemakers throughout America are welcoming the 3 great Linux home brighteners: Linux self-polishing wax, Linux cream polish, and Linux clear gloss. Those new, improved shortcuts to modern home care. Linux self-polishing wax, the amazing new wax product, beautifies floors with a satiny yet tough anti-skid finish. Linux cream polish for fine furniture cleans as it polishes, leaving no surface oil to attract dust. And Linux clear gloss, which is brushed on, dries to an elastic, transparent surface that protects all wood and linoleum in your home. So do as thousands of modern homemakers do. Save hours of work each week. Enjoy sparkling new beauty in your home. Get all 3 great Linux home brighteners now. You'll find them all at your hardware, paint, or department store. Your headquarters also for Chemtone, the miracle wall finish. And now for today's strange case from the life of Nick Carter. As we pick up Nick and Patsy for today's story, we find them in Nick's car on their way home.
This is a fine time to be getting home, Nick. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I'm sorry, Patsy. If I could have got away any sooner, I would have. You know how police chiefs are when they get talking. And Chief Bronson was no exception.
I'll say. I thought he was going over every case he'd ever been up against. You know what I think, Nick?
No, but I'm happy to know that you do.
This is no hour for bum jokes, Nick.
All right, Patsy, what do you think?
I think that Bronson was just trying to get a free course in how to catch criminals according to the most up-to-date methods. He practically pumped you dry.
Don't I know it? There are times when you can't...
Nick, watch out!
Yes, I see him.
Hope you have your police badge with you. Looks as though we were pinched for speeding.
Don't worry until you have to.
Hey, you!
Yes, what's up, officer? Any trouble?
Trouble? I'll say so. Could you stop at the next telephone down the street and call police headquarters? Tell them to send some men up right away.
What's the matter?
The night watchman in the museum has been murdered.
Not Sam Hildred.
Yeah. You know him?
I should say I do. I've known him for years. How did it happen?
Must have been shot by a burglar. I tried to call headquarters from the museum, but the crook cut the wires, and I can't use the phone. Will you put in a call for me?
Certainly. Patsy, take the car and find a phone. Tell whoever's in charge to send some men up here at once.
Are you going to stay here, Nick?
Yes, maybe I can do something before they get here.
Okay.
The quicker we get on the trail, the better.
She called you Nick. You ain't Nick Carter, are you?
Yes, I am.
Glory be, that's a break for sure. Come inside, Mr. Carter, and see if you can help me find any good clues. I didn't take time to look.
Be right with you. All right, Patsy, get going.
Right, Nick. I'll be back as soon as I phone.
We'll have to go around the back door. Everything else is locked up.
Okay. What's your name, officer?
Bert, Mr. Carter.
Well, how'd you happen to find him, Bert?
Well, you see, this is my beat. I'm on the park detail. When I get through at 2 o'clock, I generally stop in and have a cup of tea with Sam Hildred. And that's what I did tonight. Sam wasn't in his office, so I waited for him, thinking he was making his rounds, maybe. But when he didn't show up after about a half hour, I went to look for him. And after I'd looked about 15 minutes, I found him with 3 bullet holes in him.
3 bullet holes?
Yes. Somebody had it in for him, all right.
Anything else?
I looked around but couldn't find a soul. The place was deserted. Then I went back to his office to use the phone. But as I said, the wires had been cut. I didn't want to leave here until somebody came, so I stopped the first car that went by. And it happened to be you.
Well, let's go in and see what we can find. Killer must have left some clues somewhere. They all do.
Not a pretty sight, is he?
No. 3 bullet holes are never pretty to look at. Now, this is rather odd.
Well, what's that?
You notice how 2 of the bullets got him right near the heart? Both apparently fired from a distance. Either one would have killed him. 3rd shot got him in the abdomen. And that one was fired from up close.
Yeah. You can see where it burned his vest. That is a funny one. He must have wanted to be sure he was dead.
Yeah, it looks as if there's a watch in this pocket where the bullet went through. Yes. Bullet smashed right through it. Stopped it at 2:27.
That tells us the time of the murder, all right. That's one clue we got anyway.
Apparently. Well, if this was done by a burglar, something must have been stolen. Let's see if there's anything missing.
I saw a broken display case when I was looking for Sam, Mr. Carter. Right over here.
Oh, yes. Card says... These exhibits from the Van de Vries collection. Van de Vries? Why, he's the most famous collector of Egyptian relics in the world. These things must be very valuable.
Can you see what's missing, Mr. Carter?
No. Something missing here in the center of the collection, but I didn't know what was there. We'll have to get the museum's curator to tell us that. Anything else gone?
I didn't see anything, but I wouldn't know either.
Well, let's have a look around. See if we can find anything out of... Now, here's the car. Not much good to us, I'm afraid. Number's been filed off. As far as I can see, there are no prints on it, either. Well, maybe some show up in the laboratory, but I doubt it from the looks. Yeah? This is the gun, all right. 3 shots fired recently.
Somebody's coming, Mr. Carter.
This is very bad for our reputation, Lieutenant Riley.
Not all it's bad for. Oh, is that you, Nick?
Right first time, Riley. So they dragged you out of bed, did they?
I'll say they did. I wish murderers would be more considerate and do their killing in the daytime. Nick, this is Mr. Steiner, the curator of the museum. I brought him along to see what's missing.
Oh, Mr. Carter, this is terrible. Such a thing hasn't happened here in 20 years. Do you know what's been taken?
No, I left that for you. Oh, your watchman is over here if you want to see him.
Merciful heavens! The Van de Vries case is broken open. The most valuable collection in our whole... Lieutenant Riley, the Ankatara scarab is gone.
The what is gone?
The Ankatara scarab. It's almost priceless. One of Mr. Van de Vries' most valuable pieces. One of the few remaining jewels in the 5th dynasty of Egypt. worn by Princess Amun-Ra herself.
Oh, yes. Very important collector's item, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. Only a collector would be interested. But it was priceless. No, oh, how can we ever explain to Mr.
Vanderbreeze? Cold-blooded old fish. More interested in how he's got to explain the theft to Vanderbreeze than he is in his dead watchman.
Well, Raleigh, to these old fossils, life and death mean very little. They live almost entirely in the past.
Ah, there you are, Lieutenant.
Oh, hello, Williams.
Well, what do you got here?
Look, you and McGlone go over everything. Get fingerprints if you can, and get plenty of pictures of the car.
Yeah, we know. Usual stuff. You don't have to tell us.
Well, get busy then. Did Doc Bradley come with you?
Yeah. Yes, Raleigh, I'm here. Show me the body and let me get back to bed.
It's right over there, Doc. See what you can tell us.
I always do, don't I? Give me time, that's all.
Take all the time you need, but hurry it up.
Okay. Death was instantaneous.
Mm-hmm.
Any of the three bullets would have been fatal. Mm-hmm. Dead between 2 and 3 hours. Can't say definitely.
Okay.
Have to probe for the two bullets in his chest. The others right near the surface.
What?
Funny. Fired close to the body, but it didn't go very deep.
His watch stopped it, Doc. I have the watch here. Took it out of his pocket to examine it. No fingerprints in it, though.
What do you make of it, Nick?
Not much, yet.
Any ideas?
Always have ideas, Riley. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong.
Well, let's hear them.
Oh, no. Not until I know whether they are right or wrong.
Are you going to spend the night here, Nick?
Oh, hello, Patsy. As a matter of fact, I've got all I can here, I think.
Let's go, then. It's not getting any earlier.
I know. Well, good night, Riley. I'll get in touch with you in the morning.
In the morning? What do you think it is now?
Correction accepted, Patsy. All right, Riley, I'll see you after breakfast.
Okay, Nick, but don't wait too long to eat that breakfast.
Good morning, Nick.
Oh, morning, Patsy. Didn't expect you for hours yet.
Well, I was going to sleep late, but I was too curious to find out about the murder.
The true professional instinct.
What are you doing, Nick?
Going through our files, trying to pick out all the crooks who'd be interested in stealing the missing scarab.
Well, would that be a special kind of crook?
Definitely, because there's only a very limited call for such things, and the thief would have to know where he was going to dispose of it before he stole it.
Oh, I see.
And only very few crooks would know where to get rid of a scarab after they got hold of it. Only a collector would be interested in buying it.
Have you found many names?
Only 3 so far.
Who are they?
Now, just a minute. I'll look through this last batch.
What?
Just a few more cards. No. Yes, these 3 represent the most likely-looking suspects.
What are their names?
Danny Mearson, Jim Powell, and Jack Grogner.
I don't seem to recognize any of those names, Nick.
No, we've had no active connection with any of them.
Oh?
Oh, Patsy, look in the other file, will you? See if you can find out where each of these 3 was last heard of.
Okay, Nick. What was that first name?
Danny Mearson.
Oh. Mearson. Here it is. He stole a rare old vase out of Senator Johnson's home 2 years ago and is now in state prison.
How about Jim Powell?
Jim Powell. He's doing time in Nevada for forgery and counterfeiting. His sentence has several years to run yet.
And Jack Grogner?
Grogner. He's wanted on a burglary charge by the Montana police. Disappeared 6 months ago and believed to be dead.
Well, Grogner wasn't the killer type anyway, so I guess we can count him out.
You can count the other 2 out, too, being as they're both in jail.
Well, that remains to be seen. Call Riley. Ask him if he knows anything about either Powell or Mearson.
Okay. Haven't you any other clues, Nick? This seems to be guesswork.
Eliminating suspects is never guesswork, Beth. It's part of the routine work that solves many a case. Our more spectacular means fail completely.
Police headquarters, Lieutenant Riley speaking.
Lieutenant, this is Patsy.
Oh, hello, Patsy. Hey, what's Nick doing? Still sleeping?
Indeed he's not. He's working on last night's murder.
Well, has he got anywhere?
We don't know yet. That's what I called you about.
Huh?
Do you know where either Danny Mearson or Jim Powell would be now? Our records show that they're both in prison.
Let me see here. Powell was in jail last I knew. We've had no word to the contrary. Oh, but Danny Mearson was let out on parole 2 days ago.
Just a minute. Nick, he says Mearson was let out on parole 2 days ago.
That's so. Very interesting.
Patsy, does Nick think maybe Danny did it?
Could be, Lieutenant. Could be. But if I know Nick, he's not ready to say anything yet.
Well, tell him to hurry up. If he don't, I'll go ahead and solve the case myself.
Do you have any clues, Lieutenant?
Well, you see... Of course we do.
Well, good for you, Lieutenant. Now, you let Nick know when you catch the murderer.
Why, you little...
Goodbye, Lieutenant.
So Danny Mason's free again, huh? He'll be needing money if I know him. And in 2 days, he could line up a customer for the Scarab. He'd need money in a hurry. He always was a snappy dresser. He used to be known as the Dude. And he couldn't buy any snappy outfits than what the prison would give him when he left.
But you've got nothing against him, Nick. You can't have him picked up on suspicion without something to go on.
True enough, but I can call on him and see what he has to say.
If you can find him.
He always used to stay at the old Santley house. And even if he did do it, he'd probably be so sure he left no clues behind him that I shouldn't be surprised if we found him at the Santley house now. Call Riley. Tell him to meet me there in half an hour.
Hello, Danny. You mind if we come in?
What's this all about?
Just a little visit. We want to look over your apartment.
Yeah? Got a warrant to search it?
We sure have.
What's the idea, anyway?
Well, are you going to invite us in, or do we have to knock you down and climb over you?
All right, all right. Come on in.
Come on, Nick. We're invited in.
Thanks.
Take a look around, Nick. I'll keep an eye on our friend Danny here.
Right, Riley.
I was just dressing to go out. You wouldn't mind if I don't stop just because you're here?
Not at all, not at all. Just go right ahead as if you was all alone.
Thanks. What are you looking for?
Just a little thing that disappeared last night.
Yeah? Well, whatever it is, you won't find it here.
Yeah, that's sure a snappy shirt you're wearing, Danny. Pretty expensive, isn't it?
So what?
Oh, nothing at all, nothing at all. Pretty classy tie, too. You must be in the dough.
Look, can't I wear a decent shirt and tie without the cops making cracks about it?
Sure. Oh, sure. I was just thinking it, huh? You find anything, Nick?
Oh, not a thing.
See, I told you. You're nuts, folks.
Maybe we are. But I'm not convinced yet.
Well, Dad, pretty snappy getup. What the well-dressed man will wear. But why didn't you wash your face?
Wash my face?
It's filthy dirty.
Better wash it before you go out.
Oh, what if there's a little dirt there? I'll fix it later. I gotta go now.
Why don't you wash it now, Danny?
Why don't you let me alone? I'll wash it when I'm good and ready.
Danny, you're going to wash your face before you leave this room.
Oh. All right, if you feel that way about it, but I can't see...
Look out, Riley!
Well, Nick insists that Danny Mearson wash his face, and Danny objects strongly to doing so. What is behind this, and who shot who and why? We'll see in just a moment. Every time there's a thunderstorm, or the folks go swimming, or the youngsters make mud pies, somebody's likely to come tracking into your house. But it's no job at all to keep your floors spick and span when you use Linex Self-Polishing Wax, the new home brightener that proves how different, how perfect a quick-drying wax can be. Yes, here at last is sparkling new beauty, new protection, new skid resistance for all your floors and linoleum. Developed by leading research chemists to give you the finest, Linex self-polishing wax lends handsome appearance, lasting protection, real anti-skid finish to every floor surface in your home. Linex self-polishing wax is made from a formula that's completely new, and it has the highest possible content of genuine Carnauba wax. The underwriters' laboratories have actually proved that any linoleum, hardwood, or rubber tile floor is less slippery after Linex self-polishing wax has been applied, as you yourself can prove the moment you walk on it. And it's so easy to apply. Linex self-polishing wax takes only a jiffy to wipe on, drying to a satiny luster without tiresome rubbing. So follow the example of other wise homemakers. Choose genuine Linex self-polishing wax. Ask for all three great Linex home brighteners and Chemtone, the miracle wall finish that covers in one coat, dries in 1 hour. And now, back to our story. Nick has just insisted that Danny Mearson, suspected of the murder of the watchman at the museum, wash his face. Danny grudgingly agrees. Suddenly...
I warned you, Danny. You'll have to learn to shoot faster and straighter than that before you can hope to get away with that kind of a trick.
You shot my hand off.
I just shot the gun out of your hand. You'll live. You go to the chair.
For what?
For murdering the museum watchman and stealing the Ankara scarab.
I never heard of it.
Hey, what hit me? Who the...
You're okay, Riley. Danny tried to make a getaway and started by knocking you out, but he didn't get far.
Why, that dirty, low-down thieving...
You sound more like yourself now. Can you hold a gun, Riley?
Can I hold a... And him? I'll say I can.
Good. Keep your eye on Danny while I see why he didn't want to watch his face.
Huh? You mean there really was a reason why he objected to...
I'm sure there was. Aha! I'll say there was. See here, Riley? The Ankara scarab.
Huh? The scarab? It looks more like a beetle to me.
That's what it is, Riley. A sacred Egyptian beetle.
Where was it, Nick?
Right where I thought it would be, in the drain pipe in the basin, suspended by a thread. Just about filled the drain pipe. Danny knew that if he ran the water, we might wonder why it didn't run off as fast as it should. And he wasn't going to take that chance if it could help it.
Well, Danny, how about that? Will you confess to the killing now?
No, you can take me in for having stolen goods in my possession, but I don't know anything about any killing. Besides, I got an alibi.
So, you got an alibi, eh? Well, you're coming down to headquarters with me, and I'll let you tell me all about this alibi of yours.
You still think that Danny Mearson killed him, Nick?
I feel sure he did that. Whether we can prove it or not depends on how strong his alibi is.
You can fake an alibi, can't you?
Yes, of course you can. I feel sure that's what Danny's done. We won't know and...
Excuse me. Nick Carter's office.
Is Nick there, Patsy?
Oh, yes, Lieutenant. Here you are, Nick.
Yes, what'd you find out, Riley?
Danny's alibi is watertight, Nick. We can't beat it.
You're sure of that?
Positive. The watchman was killed at 2:27, according to his watch. And between 2:15 and 2:30, Danny was in an all-night drugstore 3 miles from the museum. Clark remembers him and remembers the time positively. And to make it worse, the cop on the beat stopped in there at 2:20 and talked to him. The cop knows Danny and swears to the time.
It isn't possible, Riley. Danny did it. I know it.
Well, I don't know about that, Nick. Seems to me like there's several other people who might be guilty as well as Danny.
You say there's no question about the time.
Not a bit, Nick. Cop and the clerk both swear he was there in the drugstore at 2:20 last night drinking coffee.
I suppose the time shown on the watch when it stopped is a plant.
Just try telling a jury that Danny did it, but that the watch was wrong when the old guy was shot. They'd never swallow that. You know it.
Yes, yes, I know it, Riley. But I believe that's what happened just the same.
Until you find some way to prove it, it don't mean nothing.
Very well, I'll find some way to prove it.
We should look, Nick, but make it fast.
All right. So long.
Did he say Danny's alibi is good, Nick?
An airtight alibi, apparently. But I don't believe it.
Why are you so sure he did it, Nick? He could be innocent.
No, Patsy, he couldn't. For one thing, he started swearing he had an alibi before he knew what it was all about. Another thing, the watchman was shot twice from a distance and one close too. And it was the close-up shot that wrecked the watch.
You mean the watchman was killed first, and that the killer set the watch ahead, then shot him again so as to establish his alibi?
That's exactly what I think happened. Try tell that to a jury.
Yeah, it would be pretty hard to believe unless you know more about crooks than most juries do. How could you prove a thing like that, Nick?
I don't know, Patsy, but there must be some way.
Well, if there is, Nick, you'll find it.
Well, I hope so. I'm going to do my darndest, anyway. Well, let's go back to the museum. Maybe we overlook something there that'll give us the answer.
Is there anything else you'd like to see, Mr. Carter?
No, I think not, Mr. Steiner. I have gone over everything here in the vicinity of the murder with a fine-tooth comb.
And you find nothing that helps establish the murderer's identity?
No, nothing at all. No fingerprints on the case where the Van der Vries collection was. No marks of any kind anywhere.
But you still feel sure that Danny Mearson is guilty?
I'll stake my reputation on it. Got to find some way to break down his alibi.
Nick, Could you try a lie detector on it?
Oh, no, Patsy. Unfortunately, too many people still believe that a lie detector is only a makeshift and not real evidence.
They do?
They don't believe that a wiggly line running across the chart can mean anything definite.
No, but we scientists know better than that. And take our seismograph, for example. From the wiggly line that the pen on the seismograph makes, we can tell...
Seismograph?
Yes.
You have one here? In the museum?
Why, yes, we do. Why?
Where is it?
Why, in the next room here. Just the other side of the Egyptian exhibit.
Good.
But why are you so interested in that?
Dr. Steiner, that seismograph of yours is going to prove Mearson guilty of the murder.
Well, Nick, we're all here, just as you wanted. What's up?
Yes, Mr. Carter. I demand to know why my client, Mr. Mearson, has been brought here to Lieutenant Riley's office. Now, he's admitted being a receiver of stolen goods, but he's guilty of nothing else.
All right, Mr. Ramberley. Let's get right down to the facts. You say your client is guilty of nothing but receiving stolen goods.
I do. And I protest against your...
I'll do the talking now. You claim that Mearson could not have stolen the scarab and murdered the watchman because at the time the murder and theft were apparently committed, he was engaged in conversation with a policeman and a drug clerk some 3 miles from the museum.
That's right. Absolutely right. And it's a terrible outrage.
Amberley, did you notice that I used the word apparently when I spoke of the time the murder was committed?
Well?
I did that purposely. The watchman's timepiece was set ahead by Mearson to establish an alibi for himself.
That's a lie. It ain't true.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Not quite as ridiculous as you might think. The evidence I have here is unemotional, truthful, and positive. It's a seismographic chart.
A what?
What's that?
Yeah, Nick, well, what in the name of the far science is a
seismographic chart?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. In the room next to the Egyptian collection is a seismograph.
Huh?
It's an instrument used to detect earthquake tremors, and it's so sensitive that it'll record even the slightest disturbance. I have here the chart that was made on the seismograph at the museum last night.
Oh, all this is most irregular.
So's murder, Mr. Ramberley. Now notice. At 12:45, there was a slight tremor, or trembling of the earth, due to some distant earthquake.
Hmm.
At 1:05, 5 minutes past one, there were two sharp eruptions in the immediate vicinity. The reason for them is not definitely determined, but they could have been caused either by nearby blasting or by the reports of a gun shot off in the next room.
Huh?
And there was no blasting done last night.
Oh, get to the point, Carter. My time is valuable.
Human life is valuable, too. The next thing this chart shows is that at 1:17, 17 minutes past 1, 12 minutes after the first two shots, there was another sharp report recorded. And from then on, until 15 minutes before 6, the line is straight as a die. Which means, simply, that no shots were fired in the museum between 1:17 and 5:45 in the morning.
Then that means that the watchman was shot and killed at 5 minutes past one. Danny turned his watch ahead and shot him again at 17 minutes past one, which gave him plenty of time to get to the drugstore and set up his alibi.
Oh, Nick, that's wonderful. It's as good as a lie detector.
But that doesn't prove
that's
that...
That's not you, Samberly. They got me.
But Danny...
It all happened just like they said. Quite the scare, but the old guy caught me as I came out of the room, so I had to bump him off. I fixed the watch to give me an alibi. They got me licked with that thing.
Let's call it a truth machine, Danny, because that's what it really is. It tells the truth. And in this case, makes others tell the truth, too. A wonderful machine, Danny. A wonderful machine.
In just a moment, Nick and Patsy will be back to tell you about next week's story. A story even more exciting than the museum tragedy. You know, the things you have in your home reflect your own good taste, so naturally you want to keep them as lovely as you can. And Linex Cream Polish does just that for your fine furniture. Because it cleans as it polishes, one quick, easy application of Linex Cream Polish erases finger marks, removes dust and old polish deposits, helps conceal scratches, all at the same time. And it leaves a handsome, gleaming surface you'll be proud of. A surface free of oil to discourage dust. So save half the time, half the fuss of furniture upkeep the easy, modern way. Make a habit of using Linex Cream Polish for fine furniture. It saves one whole step in your cleaning day routine. Get it at your dealer's now. And don't forget that he also has Linex Clear Gloss, the long-lasting brush-on protection for all your floors, which flows on easily and dries overnight, to a beautiful gloss finish that lasts for months. You'll find all three great Linex home brighteners at your nearest hardware, paint, or department store. Your headquarters also for Chemtone, the modern wall finish in rich, glowing colors that lighten and brighten every room in your home. And now let's hear from Nick Carter himself. You know, Nick, science is wonderful, isn't it?
Yes, Ken, you're right. And our story next week is further proof of that fact.
How's that, Nick?
It was a scientific explanation of why the wound in the dead man's body was made the way it was that gave me my first real clue to his murder.
And when the dead man just walked into the office, sat down in a chair, and died without saying a word, well, you can see how badly we needed clues.
What do you call the story, Nick?
I call it short-range murder.
Nick Carter, Master Detective, is copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated. Lon Clark is starred as Nick with Helen Choate as Patsy. Original music is played by Lou White. Any resemblance in these programs to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. The entire program was written and directed by Jock McGregor. Nick Carter, Master Detective, is presented at this time and over these same stations each week by the three great Linex home brighteners: Linex Clear Gloss Varnish, Linex Cream Polish, and Linex Self-Polishing Wax. Created by Acme, America's great producer of Acme fine quality paints. This is Ken Powell speaking for the thousands of Linex dealers all over America and saying so long until next week. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Andrea J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series. Oh, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. A pretty solid episode, and I think told quite credibly. As a rule, you know, either you have a bad lawyer or the police have got you dead to right, when all your lawyer can do is tut-tut about this being highly irregular. Now, I should note that this does require some change to our view of the Nick Carter series in terms of the airing order. Because I actually previously had another episode listed as airing May 27th, The Mystery of Hangman's Wood. However, the research from the old time radio researchers actually pushes the date for the previous episodes to this one back. The episode that I had on May 27th, The Haunted Rocking Chair, actually aired May 20th. The Mystery of Hangman's Wood, which I had on May 20th, actually aired on May 13th. And The Vanishing Lady, which I had on May 6th, actually aired on April the 29th. So, some updated research allowing us some more space for episodes. Now, of course, all of those episodes listed off shows that there were quite a few Nick Carter episodes in 1944 and 1945. So, heretofore, we've kind of bolstered the circulating episodes of Nick Carter with more episodes where we already had quite a few in circulation. But next week, we will actually bring you an episode of Nick Carter from a period where we actually didn't have any episodes at all in circulation. So I'll tell you all about that next week. Join us back here tomorrow for Rocky Jordan. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives, and follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.